As 2023 ends, we see less evidence than ever of the Christian consensus that used to exist in the United States. Not that we were a Christian nation, but norms existed, I guess you could call them family values, that although not practiced by everyone, were at least considered good and true. All of that is waning. Author and cultural commentator Rod Dreher points back to another observer of American society, sociologist Philip Reif. Dr. Reif, an agnostic Jew, may not have called what he saw happening back in the 60s a sexual revolution, but he read it as a sign of the loss of Christian influence on the culture. He lamented what Rod Dreher now describes as the death knell of Christianity as the controlling narrative of the West. The sexual revolution, fueled by the availability of the pill, allowed the sexual act to be separated from childbearing and to some extent from marriage. The modern woman, unconstrained by faith or old-fashioned morality, could still marry or not, but women could advance professionally without the burden of caring for children. Now we're seeing double-income, no-kids couples boasting online of their carefree life and their wealth. However, the choice can also turn out to be sad or scary. Journalist Melissa Persling insisted she didn't want kids. Now she feels unbelievably betrayed by feminism. In a recent post at Business Insider that went viral, she wrote, "I'm 38 and I recently realized I want a child. I'm terrified I've missed my opportunity." Other young adults, including Christians, want marriage and children, but in a society that de-emphasizes marriage, many are missing out. As faith fades, so does human flourishing, as people turn from God's plan that man and woman would marry and produce children. The consequences of our below-replacement birth rate could be disastrous. And now the Pope has tied a bow around our arrogant rejection of God's plan for the family. Lord, help us. For Point of View, I'm Penna Dexter.